Welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Thank you so much for joining us today. Today we're going to be talking about a very special event coming up, and it's the 10th Annual International Arts Competition for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And joining me today is Laura Allred Hurtado. She's the Global Acquisition Art Curator for the LDS Church History Museum. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
First, just tell me what the competition is about and what prompted the church to put this together, I guess, 10 years ago.
So it's actually every 3 years. So it was 30 years ago that it started.
Oh, my goodness.
So I can't really speak to what the motivation was then. But I can talk about the idea of an international art competition. And the intention, especially for us now, is to index and to record the visual culture of the Mormon people all around the world. And, you know, so very often, because we're centered here in Salt Lake City, the art that we see or that we're familiar with ends up having a very distinct Wasatch niche. But that doesn't capture the depth and the talent and the diversity and the expression of the full Mormon experience that is had all around the world. And, you know, I think it's like when you hear a hymn being sung in another language, and, you know, it's a story or a song that's familiar to you, and yet it's a whole different view.
Don't you think it's enriching? It enriches the LDS experience or the faith experience for anyone when you see something from someone else's perspective.
Yeah, and I think it's enriching, and it gets this sense of it being in a very expansive experience, and it's just not your own. And I think it becomes a really rich experience when you can see it, these stories that are familiar to us, but in very different mediums and modes and languages and people and modes of thought. And it shows you what a rich people the Mormon people are.
What kind of entries are you looking for? What kind of artwork? And what are the typical entries that you see?
Sure. I think that's a great question. So most artistic mediums are welcome. And we have a variety. There has been lace work submitted before, calligraphy, carvings, ceramics, drawings, etchings, lithography, paintings, sculptures, textiles, photography, woodcuts, and then works made from a variety of different media. So it's pretty broad. And that is also that bespeaks to the scope in which we're drawing from. We're drawing from an international population. And so sometimes we have batiks, right, that are things that are really culturally specific to a people. And it's great to have those very different mediums that typically don't emerge. I'm sorry, very different media that typically don't emerge, in the United States.
And what different countries, you know, how many entries do you have from other countries typically?
I'm not sure how many countries, but it's broad. I mean, we have countries like Samoa or the Philippines or Japan, Thailand, Mongolia, really far-reaching submissions. We still, statistically speaking, still have a majority coming from the United States. So we really hope to alter the mix of entrances and to increase the number of international submissions that we do have.
What do you hope that people see when they look at this collection of art that reflects people's faith from all over the world?
Yeah, well, specifically with this exhibition, the theme is Tell Me the Stories of Jesus. And the parameters of the exhibition are on specifically the New Testament. So we really hope to have that story be told in a broad way and through many voices.
Do you feel like just the process of creating a piece of art makes you analyze your faith and think about what you really want to put forward about Christ's life?
Sure. I think the creative process, you know, whether it's a song or poetry or a work of art, is and especially the creative process dedicated to a religious topic, is a kind of very personal testimony of one's faith. And I find that in each submission there is this really personal investment in the story that they're telling.
How can people submit their artwork if they're interested in submitting?
So the submission date starts November 3rd, 2014. And probably why we're doing this now is that the works need to be really completed. So you can submit online and you can just submit a JPEG or a picture file of your work on the church's website at history.lds.org/section/museum. Or, you know, you could probably just search International Art Competition, LDS
on
Church.
LDS.org. Yeah.
On LDS, .org. So that those submissions start in November, and then that it will be open until the end of February 2015. And then in the middle of March, we have a number of judges that will start the selection process.
And where do these pieces of art end up once you make your selection process?
About 150 works are chosen from those submitted, and they end up in the gallery. And the very special thing about this international art competition is that our museum is actually closing in October 2014 and will be closed until the 10th International Art Competition opens and in September 2015. And then a new exhibition will open in the lobby as well called The Heavens Are Open. So it will be a newly renovated building with a new permanent exhibition, and then another, and then the 10th taking up the whole upper floor, which will be really amazing.
So neat. Well, thank you so much to Laura Allred Hurtado for being here. And again, you can find out more about the International Arts Competition on LDS.org. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
You can find a new episode of Extreme Genes and Stories from General Conference, and you can download each show's podcast over on mormonchannel.org. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you have any suggestions or comments or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, you can send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.